Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Moses reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. The ball gets by Wagner. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Appling steals third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welledge moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Welledge scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics won. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Hall settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball towards left. Wellage settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wellage. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wagner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Appling steals second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano strikes out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Wagner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. White moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow bunts for an out with unknown description. White moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welledge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White bunts towards third. Grant fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grant. Welledge goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow bunts for an out with unknown description. White moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Culler pinch runs for Moose Salters. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culler moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-4 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.